we did study Kerala law in the context of the two Tekufas, Tarish de Bopay, Tarish de Bixav, Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Akiva. We're going to look at it more clearly now. It was worth something, maybe I could have sold it. I've eaten the duck. Okay. The Vresh Lamed Ches Perek Beis, Tzadik V'ralo. The famous old question of why good things, bad things happen to good people. Ulam Bezai Sadai Lo Nacha Nav Shemi. Yudim Rabim Shlemi V'tahirim Kedai Shelio and Mekatcha Shem Shemayim B'chem Kiyitzak Avinu. The question is still not settled. We are not comfortable with what we've set up to now, because we see that many, many Jews, Shleimim v'Tahirim, Kedosh Elyon, who Mekadshei Shem Shemayim b'Chayehem, KeYitzchak Avinu. Remember, we said there's the Kedosh Elyon like Yitzchak Avinu who live their lives on Kiddush Hashem, and then there are those that don't, like the Ayil. They don't live their lives on Kiddush Hashem, but they die on Kiddush Hashem. But what about the people that are living on Kiddush Hashem and die on Kiddush Hashem? There's a problem here. They were tortured and shechted. We don't hear any bus call coming out from Shemayim with the goal of saying, leave them alone. Tortured, pursued, murdered, shechted. During all those generations of destruction, it started there by Bais Sheni. Choban Bais Sheni, when you had the Soruh Malchus. They weren't more Kaddish and holy than them. They died horrific deaths, each and every one of them. Kadosh Elyon and Klanu Kola Soga Vatisa Vaminus Kudushosom. We don't have any Munsog of how great they were, how holy they were. Achrei Marishoni Maletoises Vitkufas Masa Atzlav. The Rishonim during the Crusades, what the Rishonim went through. We learned Tosfos, and we can understand Tosfos wrote Tosfos while they were being drowned in their own blood. Derech Gadol Achreinim B'Gzeres Inquisitia B'Gzeres Tach V'Tat. All through Jewish history. V'Ledora Achron B'Shol Schut Kulam Togen Aleinu. Great Gedolei Olam that were slaughtered in the Holocaust. We have no idea what we lost. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman Hashem Gedov had a son of Naftali who lived, we have no idea, and he would have lit up the world. He was greater than great. Rabbi Avram, Rabbi Chanan himself, great Gedolei Kedoshei Shelio. Kates Adamin Tafazu, Shebo Gedolei Selva Tzadika Mubolim Lesreifa, Ulesham Mises Mushunois. How do you understand this in the light of what we said? That should be happening to them. That should be happening. Not that. Those are the Yitzchoks. They live as Kiddush Hashem. According to what we've said now, you live in Kasha. Well, then you haven't understood them. We have to go back and learn what we said before. So it's all from the beginning again. Those that live as Kiddush Hashem, those that didn't live as Kiddush Hashem, they're not Kiddush Hashem. When you live on Kiddush Hashem, you shouldn't be tortured and pursued and die as Kiddush Hashem. That's for the Ayil and Avram Shech. That's not for Yitzchok. These are the Yitzchoks. Why are they dying like the Isle? If you don't get the question, you haven't understood how we learned the Sugya up to now. We explained the suffering and how it works based on the fact that, of course, Baruch Hu takes these people who are not doing what they're supposed to be doing, and he wants to mazaka them as well. So he gives them the torturing and the suffering so that they'll come back to him. But when you're already with Hashem, why do you have to go through torture and suffering? That's a problem, no? This is the famous old question. Remember this question? Remember, why do bad things happen to good people? You heard that question before? It's a question. You know, ask the question. None less than Moshe Rabbeinu. had this kashe. None less than the Malachim themselves had this kashe. It's not a new question. But then a lot of what we set up to now, it doesn't really satisfy the Metzius. Metzius doesn't bear out what he said. That's what he's grappling with now. Now, Lamaisa, Rabbi Vitoyev Madifin Lahuta Shaila Zuna Lomane. Many good people prefer not to address this question. I mean, there's some difficult questions we have to deal with. And one of the ways to deal with them is to just say, the beginners shall na lechamel raglefa, take off the shoe. You're standing in holy ground. Take off your shoes. You don't understand what's going on. We don't understand the ways of Hashem. And that's Malchus true. It's true. This is 100% true. We're out of our depth. However, the Kivan Shishalizu, Amy Nachla Sa'aba Bilvad, Vainirak Biru Perik Historia, but told the Sameinu Bilvad. So this question is not a historical question. What about Rebbe Kiva? What about the Holocaust? What about the Inquisition? What about Tachlis Pesach? It's a question that's relevant today. So Shailev and Maisa Metzias are several by Yusurim Boila Metzias, Sadik Varalo, Rosh of a Toivlo, Mukayemes Hayoim Ke Va'aval. It's happening today. Right here under our nose. Day in and day out, Kadoshi Elyoim, we don't understand what's going on. If we can't just push to the side and say, "Ani lo mivin," first you have to do that, and then you have to go look for the answer. First you have to say, "Ani lo mivin," then you have to go look for an answer according to our level. For sure, we can't. We don't get everything, but according to our level, we need to try and make some sense out of the suffering. I thought you were going to say something that is amazing. But we don't understand. We understand. What do you give it to understand? It's not understand. It's true. It's understand. What we don't understand. There are many things we say. Ani lo mivin. Nasa v'nishma. You all said nasa v'nishma, no? Not if you would have. Had you known what you were going to go through, you'd have said nasa v'nishma today. That's a question you have to ask before you go to mutton later. See, he saw anything. I don't know. Think about what we did at Hasim. Which we don't, but anyways, they don't understand. I'm just saying, we don't always understand. We always have to understand. Think you can understand everything that the Chazanish said and showed us on report. All up because of based on the fact that you think you understand everything. So what you don't make sense out of, you can't understand. You say, well, that can't be true. And so all heresy comes in from. The recognition that you don't understand is the place you have to start. God's much bigger than us, of course. But what's given for us to understand what we can understand, you have to understand. The Biru Sugya Zu, Torish Mamats of his Boynus. Clarifying the Sugya, that comes the bad news, requires a lot of effort and a lot of thought. Okay, so I just don't understand it. Hashem, whatever. Whenever it's hard and you need to think a lot, you just say, "Ani lo mivin." Patochen and imuna, potter. I'm understanding because I can't. Let's arrange a mochusa panai v'mach mestedes as mananoshim mitkashim l'redet lo'im kam shel dvora. Because of lack of time and because of too many other distractions and bothers. People find it very hard to go into the depths of this sugya. And therefore they kind of push aside dealing with this question properly. Best case scenario is they say, that's the best case scenario. No one's denigrating that. For sure, that's the truth. 100%. Calls one of the Jews doesn't have an answer here that can sit with him. Calls one he doesn't go in and learn the sugya properly. It's pure external. It's nice words. I call it Tova, I call Mishamayim, and he walks around miserable because of all his suffering. So it's very nice to say, I call it Tova, I call Mishamayim, which is true, but you don't really believe it because you haven't learned the Sugya properly. You don't say, I call it Tova, and I call Mishamayim after you've done what you're supposed to do, whatever it might be. Yeah, what you have to do is you have to understand the Sugya as best as you can. Then you can say, I call Mishamayim, I call it Tova, maybe you'll mean it. Yeah, call it Tova, call Beseda, but what's going on deep in his heart? He feels very far from Hashem. Very hard to be the simcha when these are unanswered questions. Check yourself out. Sometimes he's even angry and has complaints. As long as you don't put your head into the sugya and learn it properly, it's quite possible that every moment of your life you're being mevatel the mitzvah of avos v'dveikus b'Hashem, which is a mitzvah tmidi, one of the six constant mitzvahs. We have to put in effort and try, according again to our level, to get an answer that settles us, that we can live with and enable us to function properly. And we have the time. Half an hour a day, you're going to dedicate some time to the subject. Ein Sofek. He called Mashu and Atidim Lavai. Bipi Svarim Vaseishu. Einu Asof Vatachli Shalchivazu. Whatever we're going to clarify here in the future as we go forward, based on earlier Svarim, Svarim, today Shalyoy, is not the end of the story. Because as we mentioned, we can't plummet the depths of Hashem's ways at the bottom and understand everything. That why would you want to? If you could understand the Shem, you'd be as big as the Shem, and then life would really be miserable. Imagine if the Shem was as big as me. We had a lot of trouble. Obviously, Hashem's always going to be one step ahead of you, because he's infinite and I'm finite. If you knew everything there was to know about Hashem, you'd be Hashem. If I know everything is about Hashem, Hashem's not so big, it's about as big as me. That's a risk. Somebody once said, I just don't understand Rabbi Lashon. There was a certain Talmud Chacham standing next to me, he said, that's a feature, not a bug. You don't understand Rabbi Lashon? That's wonderful. Because if you did, we could line up and get brachas from you. You just sit and learn for 100 years, 29 hours a day. But maybe you'll get and to understand Rabbi Lashon. But you know, Aretz devices, you don't understand Rabbi Lashon. Of course you don't. Why should you? That's good news you don't understand Rabbi Lashon. Because if you could live like you and understand Rabbi Lashon, Rabbi Lashon wouldn't be such a big deal, would he? But Shlomo Zalman says, I don't understand Rabbi Lashon. Oh, okay, yeah, he doesn't understand Rabbi Lashon. What does that mean? I've learned what he learns. I'm as big as him, and I don't understand why he's saying what he's saying. But when you, with your belly full of hot chocolate, or having slept 10 hours, who learns an hour a day, doesn't get Rabbi Lashon. That's, of course you don't get it. That's the point. It's a feature, not a bug. So we don't understand Hashem. That's a feature, not a bug. But we need to understand as much as we can. What was revealed to us by Chazal, B'mesh Roshanu, L'daber, what we permitted to talk about, we have a chiv to learn it. B'proki maboy nishtad alayv es tshuvosoy, shol shay lezu b'tzura kolochos, b'safa v'rura. In the pages that are going to come, we're going to try and address, attack, deal with this question in the clearest possible way we can. Kach agam misha ein lo panay li'omod, ula ein v'sugizeh lo'onka. So that even us, who don't have the time to go and learn, or not at the time, we don't have the means to be able to know where to start learning the sugya properly, to get an answer to this question and to understand what is the essence, what is the whole story and the purpose of suffering in the world. That's the subject. What is the suffering all about? And don't tell me it doesn't bother you, okay? Because everybody suffers at some level and everybody's got questions. Why me? What's this about? What am I getting from it? How come where? And as he said, we don't have time or the caning to deal with it. So we sort of push it aside, suppress it, lobotomize it, give it a frum sort of, well, I call me Shamayim, I call Tov. It's true, but you don't believe it. So you walk away miserable instead of being the Simcha. You haven't got it. So let's try and learn the Sukkot. Or we can skip to the next part. This isn't interesting, it's not important. Everybody's interested in understanding why they suffer. They did. I'm coming to my Vakoto. He's not worried, you lie.
You don't believe it.
Of course you don't believe it. You don't understand it. You haven't got it. Let me give you a dhamma. The insight into betochen that maybe doesn't get, it's not so popular in the world today. Rav Shach said this at the hesped of his Rebbe, the Priska Rav. He said he once went into the Priska Rav on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And the Priska Rav was very troubled, very worried. So Rav Shach said to him, Rebbe, why are you so? He said, what do you mean? It's Rosh Hashanah coming. He said, Rav Chaim, my mother's boss, I shouldn't be worried. So Rav Shach said to it, about sitting in the midrash to talk him on. Be confident. We go to the mikveh, we put on Shabbos clothes, we eat Yom Tov Sudas. We're talking on where we have trusted Hashem's going to be much bigger in the end. So what's to be worried about? No, we know the midrash, famous midrash. We're going through Rosh Hashanah less trouble by the imminent deed because we're talking on. Everybody knows those two words on Rosh Hashanah. Know what I'm talking about? Midrash Mefresh. We're talking on who? We're talking on who? Shtika protects you there. My dad's the judge. I call you ever sat down. And we're going to Rosh Hashanah. We're talking. Said the Brisker off to Rav Shach, but how do I know? Rav Shach was a bit perplexed. What do you mean? How do you know? It's my first midrash. He said, I've read this. It's straight in the midrash. He said, but how do I know? Rav Shach was a proper Talmud. He understood that he didn't understand. Rav Shach wasn't able to bottle. Rav Shach said, can you explain what you're talking about? He said, we have a major contradiction here. The Malach HaShoresh asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, why Klal Yisrael doesn't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah? Why don't you say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah? The Yom Tov. So what's the answer? Hashem says to them, Nifrei Chaim Amovas Posach Lefana. The books on life and death are open in front of me. They're going to sing Shira. Their lives are at stake. So the Brisker Rav, but the Midrash says, but Tuchim on them. The Gemara says, the major contradiction, yeah, no, you get it? Get the contradiction? Says the Brisker Rav, you know when you can be betuach? When you know, Sifrei Chaim Amovas Posach Lefanech, and you're terrified, what's going to be, and then you do everything you're supposed to do tshuva, then betochen onu. But if your betochen is, I call the seder. A person has a financial problem. God's but let's say, panos, everyone's already got a panos. That's a real problem. If he turns around and says, Hashem yazor, what does that mean? He has betochen? Maybe not, but look at the problem here. Who gave you this panos problem? Hashem. So why would he take it away if you don't do anything? When you have a panosa problem and you feel the suffering, you feel the worry, you're scared, you don't know what's going to be. Tomorrow you have a mortgage payment to make, if you don't make it, they're going to evict you and you're worried about it. Then you go scream to Hashem because you're worried. Now you can be betuah because you've done everything you can do. And now Hashem will take care of it. Hashem yazor. But if every solution to your problem is Hashem yazor, and you don't do anything, who says he'll help you? You first have to be running away from Hashem before you can run to Hashem. He brought a pew to San Rosh Hashanah. It's called Ketzer Malchus. We don't say it about this. Some of the Malchusim, it's still printed. It's called Ketzer Malchus. It says, in Kas Alai Nisgabe, not, I don't know the whole exact words, if your anger will increase on me, Hashem, you'll be very angry with me. Ever from him, I'll run away from you. Where'd you run away from Hashem? You're running away from Hashem. Where do you go? Elecho. Said the Brisker, if you're not running away, you can't run too. But tochen doesn't mean I call the seder. Tochen means I have a problem, I do what I can, then I have the tochen. The same year, we have a major theological question that's bothered the greatest minds, the greatest people for 2,000 years. What's the story of suffering? And you turn around and say, and you don't really mean it. It's like having the tochen when you haven't really been worried about the problem and done anything about it. We have to do what we have to do. When you've done everything you can do, how are you going to step back and say, we don't understand, but call me Shammai. You read everything, no? Everything you learn, you're always going to stop short of the ultimate goal because it's infinite. And we're not infinite. But what Chazal give us and what we're allowed to learn and what we have to learn, you have to learn. And the more you learn, the more you'll understand it, the more you'll come to grips with it. The more it'll be settled, the more you'll be able to live with it, and the more real you'll be when you say, this suffering, oh, Zim Hashem, now I know what to do with it. Not just from Hashem and I push it away. You'll be able to grapple with it, know what Hashem's telling you. That's the critically important story here. The Od Chashuv to know this. The world today is very flippant and superficial with its katachan. Call me Shemayim, Hashem Yazor, especially when it's someone else's problem. When it's someone else's problem, Hashem Yazor, don't worry. Very easy to be a Baal B'tochen when it's someone else's tzoros. When it's my tzoros, The famous Maaseh by Chaim Driske, listen to the story. I mean, it illustrates this. It's a powerful story. There was a Mishnuloch, he'd come to Europe to raise money for the credits as well. And he raised a certain amount of money and he went to the post office in Brisk to, I don't know what they did in those days, telegraph, mail, I don't know whatever they did, the money back home. And while he was in the post office, he realized he'd lost his money. The money had gone, he had a hole in his pocket or whatever, I don't know, the money had gone. And he was too broken, and he came to Chaim Driske, what's going to be? I lost my money, but that was my most too broken. The Chaim said to him, listen, calm down. I know a few wealthy people in town. Give me a day or two and let me see what I can do to help you. Come back in 2 days. Guy came back in 2 days, replied, made a parcel thing, collected all the money. The guy was very embarrassed by the way he behaved in front of the Chaim. So he said to Chaim, listen, I just want you to know one thing. I found out what happened. When I went to the post office, there was a guy that he said, you're going to rip in your coat. I said, wait, he said, take in your coat, then I'll show you. I took my coat, he must have stolen the money. So I wasn't really upset so much about the money. I was so upset, I was such an idiot. How could I have been caught so much? That's what I was really, really going on about. So Chaim said, that's the problem? There's a lot that I can do with this money. A lot of good things I need this money for. I'm prepared to get the pasting of risk to write a letter saying you're not an idiot. The only thing you're worried about when you're too much about is people will think you're an idiot. I'll get the base in a brisk to write a letter that you're not an idiot. And I said, yeah, but what about the money? The money. It's very easy to say it's not about the money when, what about the money? You should have taken the letter. It's worth a lot of money today. A letter signed by the base in of brisk saying you're not an idiot. You know what the base in of brisk was? You know who was on that base when Reb Chaim was around? Ay, ay, ay. Anyway, you should have taken the letter. Worth more than the money that he got. I'd love a letter from the place who's saying modern idiot. I don't know if I believe it, but anyway. Okay. Let's start. Be'emes Amru. Kishay lezu hu shay lesashay lesalabriya. Hashale novat mikach. This question flows out of Shekol bal seika kolod eni shokur b'tayvus bahimios. Bull's mind a person has some seichel and he's not drowning in physical lusts. Yodei be'yadir brura ki yesh boiru manig lo'ilu. He knows that there's a creator And there's someone who runs the world. Hashem also oisev yaseh es kol ha'ma'atim. He knows, ainot nevod, Hashem runs the world. V'lo yitoch en acheris, and it can't be any other way. Each person, according to his level, knows this. Even just intellectually, he knows this. If you don't, you have to be very worried, because it's the first of the Yud Gimli Korim, and if you don't have imune on one of the Yud Gimli Korim, you're in a lot of trouble. The first of the Yud Gimli Korim. How internalized it is, that's not the question. The question is, al-pisaychel, it's boshet. Kishnem shabayis machriz al-banai. The same way as this building says, there's a boulder. Kachoyle machriz al-aboyre. The world testifies to the fact that somebody created it. With that imuna, there's no questions, there's no shaylois. I once interviewed Rav Moshe Sternbuch on the radio in South Africa. He's still living in South Africa. They interviewed him on the radio. Imagine, I'm 702. You heard it? You remember what he said? They asked him about the Holocaust. Now, Rav Moshe has to be careful, because Rav Moshe never knows what he's going to say. Rav Moshe is horrifically unpredictable. And he's not always, you know, understands who his audience is. So he could say the wrong thing. His audience was the radio. So they asked him, what about the Holocaust? People were a little bit nervous about what he was going to say. He said, for someone who has imuna, there's no questions. And for someone who doesn't, there's no answers. Remember that? And that's what I remember. Could be I'm wrong. I don't know. Rav Moshe on the radio in South Africa. Nifle dikazach. Anyway. Yep. Tov. Ein shelos. Ula. Yachadim zois. Es anodas abayre li'item einainu mivinu. Very often we don't understand what Hashem's doing. V'yoysim ikach lo rak lo le dli ha-seichel. Dali ha-seichel v'katne ha-soga. Misoyre shelos. Gam Moshe Rabbeinu v'dobre ha-melach v'yinti mishtam im l'noich ha-kshay l'zu. And not just because we low, simple, silly people that we have these mishtayinus. None less than Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech, who were no lightweights. They also had this shida. Keitzad yitochen shetzadik v'ra lo roshe v'toyu. Hem lo mivinim. Not that it's unfair. Ze lo fair, Hashem. Moshe and David's questions were much deeper than that. The world can't tolerate such a thing. It goes against everything that the world stands for. The question wasn't just, well, it's not so fair. They were like fetching a little bit. You know, who is such a Rosh Hashanah? He got all his money and I'm a big tzaddik and I don't have money. That wasn't their question. The question went to deep, deep understanding of the prayer. And it wasn't because he was lacking in seichel. He was Neiman b'kol beisi. Moshe Rabbeinu had access to all the knowledge that there was. Much more than artificial intelligence had. Artificial intelligence is a wimp next to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he had this question. This question nearly a David HaMelech going off the derech. If you can say such a thing, well, that's what it says. My legs nearly took me into nothingness. All my happiness was completely spilled out. Confused. Shalom Rishayim Areh. The peace of it. Ki ein chotsoi beis lemaisam v'bri oilam. V'omol enu shem inomai. V'im adam lo yingol. L'chein an kosmoi gaiva. Yitatev shiz chamas lamoi. Go look at the words there. He's falling apart. He's melting. Ulo yokol. You have a question, you know, excuse me, Hashem, why do good things happen to bad people? You know, I'm a bit curious. No, he's mamash falling apart from it. Pani kimat not of roglokai. I nearly walked off the path. David. דובר המלך מייח את מזמור שלם בסייפי טילם לשי לצור. Dov, we have to stop you. It's a shame. We'll carry on with Dovid tomorrow. Just remember, the question is not a simple question for reformed rabbis who want to write books about why good things happen to bad people. It's very simple. Who says they're good? Who says there's Hashem? Because if no, the question they asked it this way. If Hashem is all good, then bad things can't happen. So it must be that Hashem's not all good, Rachman and Islam. That's the conclusion we come to. No, we're asking Moshe Rabbeinu and Dovid HaMelech's questions. No, all four scenarios. Yeah, we have to understand that. Mr. Chim will get there. Yeah, all four scenarios. What's the question? Why do good things happen to good people? Why is that a question?